Matthias Hauk. I married his daughter, so I'm the lucky one on that one. But Brian's been a chef forever, about 20 years as an executive chef. Some great names like Gusto and Luca, downtown Cleveland. We put them over here, but in the process, we've been making beer together for about 15 years. And at first was not great. But as we progressed and got better, and Brian's began to pull in some of his ideas from being a chef and his food background, and when we paired foods and fruit and other things into our beer, the flavor profile started getting better and better. I'm the recipe guy, so I put the recipes together and we brew the beer. And about 2 years now, 2.5 years, we got a nano brew system, and things started progressing. We brewed for a few larger places in the area, and everybody was saying, just, hey, you have some great beer, a great product, do it yourself. And so we just jumped in feet first and went at it. So we love what we're doing. I love doing it with my family, and it's been a great experience for us. Again, taking things from as local as we can get it, from our food, or scratch kitchen, to our beer, which is as close as we can get it from some local malts and local hops, and it's a wonderful experience for us.
Now, you guys are here because you're up for a few awards today, which is really awesome stuff. You know, just taking a look at the list, you guys actually have Ryan Finnegan up for Best Bartender. You guys are up for Best Bar Food, Casual Dining as well. Look, I mean, you guys are a sponsor of the show, but I could say this totally unsolicited as well. Before I even knew who you guys were, I mean, I remember going into that place thinking, man, this is awesome. Because you walk in here, if you're into the bar scene, then there's a big old bar area. But if you're not in the bar scene, if you're there for a casual dining experience, you can get that too. So you guys really do have something for everybody, which is really fantastic. So first and foremost, congratulations on just being nominated. That's really awesome to be part of that class for the best of Lorain County. But you guys have to be pretty excited to be here, just to be amongst everyone that's going to be here that's considered the best of the county.
We definitely are, especially since we've been open only 10 and a half months. So the fact that we've received recognition already is great for us.
It's huge, without question. And I mean, if you could for a second, now see, I don't know that I have met Ryan, but I mean, you guys obviously around him all the time. What makes him the best bartender?
I can take this one. Ryan's probably the best bartender I've ever seen, because he uses fresh scratch ingredients. He fits with our mold exactly. He's a big part of our family already. People love him. He had a lot of guests beforehand, but he treats everybody like family. And he knows people likes to drink. And so he takes what we do, he even takes a lot of our beer and makes beer tails. And so his mind thinks like my brother Brian's. And they kind of have this outside the box, you know, the chef thinking, the artistry thinking. And so he calls himself a mixologist. And he really does just that. He takes all fresh ingredients, and we make all of our cocktails from scratch. And the way he interacts with everybody, it really fits our tagline, which is welcome to the family. So that's why he's the best at what he does. We're happy to have him on our team, on our staff, and we're excited to have him be nominated here tonight. That's what's wonderful.
That's awesome stuff, without question. Matthias Hauk and Ken Weaver with Avon Brewing Company joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And guys, this is really cool stuff just to have you here too. I mean, like I say, the experiences I've had when I've gone there have been out of this world awesome. I was pumping up, and you know I love this one based on our previous conversations, but that King Coconut is out of this world. Not only is it a great beer, but the way you guys garnish that too, by putting the pieces of the coconut on the rim of the glass, just out of this world awesome. How did that idea come about?
We have to give that idea to Ryan Finnegan, to be completely fair on that
okay.
one.
Okay, all right.
The beer is something that Dan, my youngest brother, his idea of having a coconut porter was something he wanted to do really bad. And so we put the recipe together, and I think it's a great beer by itself. It has about 5 pounds per barrel of toasted coconut that Brian does for us. And so it's a wonderful toasted coconut flavored beer. It's an ale, so it's nice. It even works in the summer. But Ryan, first time he tried it, he's like, I got to do something here. He takes it, he dips the rim of the glass, and I believe it's Frangelico, Ken, am I right? And then dip it right in the same toasted coconut we brewed the beer with. And so it has this coconut crown, is what we call it. So it goes right with the cane coconut idea of the crown. And so we'll be having it here tonight too. So we're going to be pouring beer here this evening. Only person that's doing it tonight, we'll have two on tap here tonight. We're doing our King Coconut, which is that coconut, Imperial Coconut yeah. Porter, and also our Barista Blonde, which cool. is our coffee blonde
that,
ale.
That was the other one I was looking at on
your
website.
Yeah, super exciting. Yeah. Yeah, it's a nice blonde ale, but it's super flavorful, full of Ethiopian coffee notes. And we're excited to have both of those here tonight on tap for everybody who comes in to try.
Nice. Well, see, you're going there for dinner tonight.
Yes,
so
yes.
You have any questions for these
well,
guys?
Well, yeah, I do. So you're known for your great food, obviously your great brews. How did you settle in on Avon as being the location?
Well, I've lived in Avon for 35 years.
Okay.
The one individual that has not been in the restaurant business. I'm actually a retired school teacher and coach from Avon Lake High School. But I've lived in Avon, and so my children all grew up in Avon. And Avon is a booming place, and we really felt we wanted to be there, and we had a particular area of Avon we wanted to be in also. So it took us about a year to find the right location.
And from what I understand, Bull was saying it's in a historic building.
Yes, it is. Yes.
So you're kind of taking, like, instead of rebuilding like new, you're kind of refurbishing and repurposing and
without a doubt. I live in an old home myself, and I love the atmosphere of an old home, and the same thing with an old building like this. So we want to take that, since Avon is also an old place, so it's definitely growing.
Yeah.
But we want to take that atmosphere.
Well, from what I hear of Avon Brewing Company, I think you're going to have a regular, and that would be me.
See? I'm telling you, you will not go away disappointed. What's hilarious, too, every time I saw you at a Crusher game about a month or two ago, and when I saw you before that, it was after a Crusher game. So Jeff Eisen, former manager of the Lake Erie Crushers, of course, now he manages the Joliet Slammers. They're coming to town this weekend. Well, you know, Eisen and I go back 10 years to our time in the affiliated ranks, and one of the first things he texted me, I think it was about a week or two ago, he said, hey, I'm coming into town next week. He goes, hey, we're going back to Avon Brewing Company, right? So, see, you guys make big impressions, even on guys from big cities like Chicago, man. So it's great, great stuff. I wanted to ask you guys, too. I've not been to this yet, but Tuesday nights, you guys do trivia, which is cool because you do it in such a different way. I mean, nobody else I know of does it like this. Any trivia contest you go to, they say you can't use your phones. Put them down. That's considered cheating. But you guys do it with an app on your phone. How does that work?
Well, we wanted to do trivia to give our guests something to do on a night that wasn't a weekend. You've been to our place, so you know that it's surprisingly large inside. We have about 200 seats inside and over 80 seats, I believe, on our patio now. And our patio is one of the gyms, hidden gym of Avon. So if you haven't been there yet, come check us out. But with trivia, we wanted something that wasn't invasive to people having a good dining experience. And so we found an English pub-style trivia game called Speed Quizzing, where it's on the TV screens. It also pops up on their phone. So, you know, every 30 seconds, a question will pop up, and it'll give you maybe 10 seconds to read the question and pick a quick answer. So A, B, C, or D, you pick an answer. It pops up. You get some scores right. People can clap if they want to. It's kind of one of those things where you can just play trivia and enjoy your dinner, or you can play trivia and get involved and get a little rowdy. So if you'd like to do that, which we do, we've had the Brewfest Waterfront District has been there now, been one of our sponsors for the past probably 5-6 weeks, and they're fun people too, so they get kind of rowdy. A little plug for the Brewfest on August 12th. So
okay, cool. So the Brewfest is August 12th. Where does that take place at?
It is down in the Black River Landings in Lorain.
Nice. Very. You guys are all over the place, man. Yeah, you guys are everywhere. That's good stuff, though. We're 10 months, though. That's our bit. You guys have you've reached so many people over the course of 10 months. That's got to be exciting, too, because, you know, in and around Avon Lake, that's certainly an area that's really, really growing. So, I mean, I kind of feel like, I mean, as a former school teacher, I mean, you've seen that whole area grow. So, I mean, you guys are really at the forefront of that at your location at 611 in Detroit.
Yeah, we definitely do. And, again, we've seen, with my kids going through the school, my oldest graduated 20 years ago. Their graduating class was 86 people. And the high school is a lot larger now than 86 people. So, yes, we've seen a big growth in Avon.
Yeah, you guys have seen the boom for sure.
Right.
So you mentioned you've got the Barista Blonde, and you're going to have the King Coconut on tap here today. Okay, so what kinds of food would you guys have out here today also?
So we're up for two categories, bar food and casual dining, and that kind of fits what we do. We're a brewery with bar food with a twist. And so Brian takes his experience from all these high-end restaurants, Luca, Gusto, and puts that into the food. So tonight we're presenting both our King Coffee Wing, which is one of our wings that's a little espresso rub with our King Coconut Drizzle on it, which is our beer reduction. And he's going to be doing our Sacchetti, which is a little pasta pouch, and has four cheese inside, and it has a fig vincotto drizzle on it. So it's a nice, casual, fine dining meal. It's going to blow your mind. So I think we're going to be great. So you need to come in and check us out.
Holy cow. Yeah.
See, it's awesome.
Wow. It's more than just beers. You hear Brewing Company, you immediately think of beers, but that food is off the chain too. We talked briefly about the sweet potato waffle fries. You guys are the only place I know of that has ever done that. I love those things. And it's National Friday, too. Did you know that?
I heard it was National Friday. That is correct.
Yeah. So, I mean, sweet potato fries, I mean, the waffles, the sweet potato waffle fries, just out of this world. Great, great stuff. Matthias, Greg, thank you guys both for stopping by.
Thanks.
Pleasure to speak to you guys. And, again, you've got at least two new customers right here. So, yeah. 10 months, man, it's really growing.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, guys. All righty, we need to take a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We'll come back after this on AM 930 WEOL.